Black Conservatives, Joe Biden's You Ain't Black Comment Racist and Dehumanizing. By Hannah Blow on May 22, 2020. Black conservative pundits unleashed disgust on Joe Biden. Friday after he stated that black Americans ain't black if they are still considering supporting President Trump, describing his remarks as racist and dehumanizing. If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black, Biden, the Democrat Party's presumptive nominee, said during an interview with Breakfast Club co-host Charlemagne the God. It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact that I want something for my community, Charlemagne responded. Several right-wing pundits reacted on social media, slamming Biden. Wow. At Joe Biden tells Ick the God that if blacks have to think about whether they are for Trump or for Biden, then you ain't black, conservative firebrand and Blexit pioneer Candace Owens said. Disgusting. At the Democrats view black people as trained chimpanzees who should not ask questions, but perform the same circus act every 4 years, she added. Just because you're black doesn't mean you have to vote Democrat, and it doesn't mean you are obligated to vote for Jim Crow Joe, social media stars Diamond and Silk said. Hashtag say no to Jim Crow Joe. I've never heard anything more racist than at Joe Biden discrediting my blackness because I refuse to allow the color of my skin to dictate my politics. Teen conservative and social media star CJ Pearson added. I'm disgusted. If Joe Biden thinks he's the master of a plantation that doesn't exist anymore, he added in another tweet. I'm black but not the kind of black person plantation that Joe Biden can control, Fox News political analyst Gianna Caldwell said, using similar terminology as Pearson. The Trump campaign's Black Voices for Trump also released a statement from Katrina Pearson, who described Biden's remarks as racist and dehumanizing. White liberal elitists have continuously dictated which black Americans are allowed to come to the table and have a voice. It is clear now more than ever, following these racist and dehumanizing remarks, that Joe Biden believes black men and women are incapable of being independent or free-thinking. He truly believes that he, a 77-year-old white man, should dictate how black people should behave. Biden has a history of racial condescension, and today he once again proved what a growing number of black Americans and I have always known: Joe Biden does not deserve our votes. I've been black for over 30 years. I was black when I served my country in Iraq as an army soldier. And I'll be black when I vote for it real Donald Trump in November. Shame on you, hashtag Joe Biden, Turning Point USA contributor Rob Smith responded. Radio host Wayne Dupree also weighed in, noting that Biden screwed up, but he questioned the surprise at his words. Dems dismiss blacks who don't vote Democrat, this is nothing new, so why the shock, he asked. Now watch today's so-called thought leaders try to add stepping stones to their social media careers off the identity politics idiot mistake you made, he predicted. Once again, a white hashtag liberal trying to define black. At real Donald Trump has done more for blacks in 3 years than Biden has accomplished for blacks during his entire life, political commentator John Burnett added. Insulting, demeaning, racist. Biden steps in it big time when he says you ain't black if you consider voting for Trump. James Golden, more commonly known as Boast Nerdly, Rush Limbaugh's friend, producer, and call screener, assessed. Burgess Owens, a former Oakland Raiders Super Bowl champion and Republican candidate for Utah's 4th Congressional District, wondered what the widespread reaction would be had Trump issued similar remarks. If it real Donald Trump said this, there would be riots in the street, he said. I held picket signs and protested segregation, while Joe Biden fought for it. I will proudly support Trump, let's see him tell me to my face I'm not black. More.